you just look at the statistics of in vitro fertilization, making embryos in the lab, the most recent is from 2015. That's the data that we have from the Centers for Disease Control, which shows that over 91,000 IVF cycles were done in that 1 year. Out of the 91,000 cycles, we had 59,000 embryos transferred into uteruses, which resulted in 21,000 and change babies being born. So just looking at the raw data, we see that in each cycle, embryos are lost along the way. I don't understand how you could even call that a pro-life approach to making babies. And I've been tracking this data for years, and that number is not changing. So even though the techniques keep getting better, so they say, we still have a very, very high embryo loss in the creation of life in the laboratory. That's why we have almost 750,000 human embryos in frozen storage. We make so many because we know that we're going to lose so many along the way. So I think it's very disingenuous to say that it was a pro-life approach to making babies.